Ding dong. Who's here? Jew calling. Yep.
She really brought expired hand goods to my house. Excuse me.
You have never been to a big Russian meal. I have, Rana.
There are Mexican Jews. Excuse me.
This entire holiday is to exterminate the Jews.
Give me a break. Break. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Podcast. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, podcast, I will play. Happy Hanukkah.
Okay. Well, that was
fun.
You did a gorgeous job. I'll give you credit on that one.
Thank you.
How about that?
Thank you. You know what?
All I do is talk about how I don't like your songs.
Wait, I'm going to do
it. But I'm not a Grinch.
Equal opportunity. Podcast bell, made it out of clay. Yeah. Podcast bell, ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding, roll in the hay. Is that fun?
Okay.
Okay. For Christian people.
Here we are.
I love songs.
About holiday season.
Yeah. What's interesting, a lot of those songs written by Jews.
Yeah.
A lot of those
that
songs.
That is true. Irving Berlin wrote
White right.
Christmas.
White
Tin
Christmas.
Pan Alley.
Yeah.
Tin Pan Alley.
Did he hate himself or what?
Yeah. I don't think he hated himself too much when he was sitting in his townhouse on Washington Square Park.
Fair enough.
Okay?
Fair enough.
Look, they've been making money off of us for years. It's fine that Irving Berlin turned the tables for 5 seconds.
Ding dong. Who's here? Jew calling. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Anyway.
It is the holiday season.
I love this
Beverly
season.
And I both love the holiday season.
I do.
I will admit Beverly has a secret love for Christmas, even though she doesn't like Christians so much.
I do. I love it. I think they do it right. They get it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Except for all the poor people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Because that's what they use Christmas as a time to bring attention to everybody who's really less fortunate instead of celebrating what everybody has. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. That's the whole point. The whole point is, at a time when you're indulging and you're buying presents for everybody and you're wasting all of this money on nothing.
Right. Agree to disagree.
It's time to think about the people that don't have anything.
Agree to disagree. But how can you enjoy yourself if you're only thinking about other people?
No, the idea is if you're doing something for yourself, do something nice for someone else,
Scrooge
too.
Scrooge said it best at the end of the movie.
Which Scrooge? Donald Duck Scrooge or the other Scrooge?
Which one are you talking about?
I
only picture Donald Duck.
Yeah.
I do. You know,
what was
Donald
Duck's uncle's name? I can't remember. He's the one who played the part.
Foghorn Leghorn.
No.
Foghorn
Leghorn.
Was that
no.
a different one?
That's the chicken.
Yeah, I love him. He's funny.
And he's from Warner Brothers.
Now, here's what I just
learned.
He's
not from Disney.
Here's what I just learned. Did you know that Leghorn is actually like a kind of poultry?
Like a you kind mean that's of a sort of chicken?
What? No, what I mean is like...
Foghorn the Leghorn?
Correct. But they took out the and gave him that
right,
name.
Right, he's a Leghorn chicken.
Yeah, I didn't know the Leghorn was a kind of chicken.
Sure.
I just found out. I was listening to like a radio.
Like calling a cow Sally Jersey or something, like a Jersey cow.
Yeah, same thing. Is that cute?
Yeah.
They're smart, the way they name their cartoon characters.
Yeah, well, that was Warner Brothers anyway. But you were talking about Donald Duck Scrooge. What did he say?
I don't remember. Something about everybody should just have a party. And then he included the poor people in the party. What I'm saying is it's a confusing holiday, I think, for children.
What?
Our holidays are very specific, Rana.
Jewish holidays.
Yeah. They have a certain story and then certain symbols that follow along perfectly. It's like a mishmash Christmas. You know what I mean?
What do you think it's supposed to be?
I don't know. Do you know what the tree is symbolizing? I don't know.
Well, the tree, to be honest with you, the tree is a German symbol that came to popularity, I believe, in the 1800s. It's funny. People think of Christmas, first of all, for starters, December 25th was not Christ's birthday.
Yes, it was.
That was a date that was decided by the Council of Trent, I believe. And they decided they needed to pick a holiday and a day to celebrate. And they chose Christmas because it was at the end of the holiday season going into winter.
Right.
And the time of the, and also right around the start of the new year. So people felt that that was a good time to have a celebration. They were having one anyway.
And then
Germans used to decorate trees.
Right.
And everybody thought that was a fabulous idea and they adopted it.
Wow. Well, you have been watching your PBS documentaries, haven't you?
And that's something I learned in college.
Irregardless, Rana.
Yeah.
There's no, whether Santa Claus was born on the 25th or not, they don't do anything like to simulate the birth or whatever it is. If it were our holiday.
Did you say whether Santa Claus was born on,
they don't
on December 25th
They don't
or not?
Do anything with Mother Mary. Like they
Santa
don't,
Claus is also a Germanic figure.
What
you
is
know
going
that?
On? So this entire holiday is to exterminate the Jews.
Correct.
I didn't know. Irregardless, it's a fun time of year.
You love to fill your house with cinnamon sticks and apple cider on the stove.
Well, everyone does, but that's winter.
It's wonderful.
That's
look,
winter.
Could they get everything wrong? The Germans? No, they had a couple of good ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cinnamon
they're very
is
organized.
Wonderful. I buy a gorgeous Nazareth candle from Cia Trudon, which is my favorite French candle maker.
I can't get anything that says
Napoleon's
Nazareth
candle maker.
On it. Nazareth on
usually
it.
I do an Abdelkader. It's like a fresh mint. But yeah. This Nazareth is it's wonderful.
I do Yankee Candle, cranberry
oh,
kind.
Oh, God. Hey, that's why I get a migraine every
Yankee
time I go
candle.
To your house.
But you know, it's the same
hate
thing.
A Yankee candle.
Same thing. Or orange creamsicle.
In any event.
Yeah.
What we like to do at the holidays, we had a kind of a fun idea. Well, Beverly had a fun idea this year.
I did.
For what she was going to give me for Hanukkah.
I did.
She decided that for Hanukkah, she was going. I do all of the organizing.
Yeah.
Book the guests.
Yeah.
I
for the
book
podcast.
The plane tickets.
For the podcast.
I'm like Mick Jagger was with the Rolling Stones. He was like their manager.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger is the manager of the Rolling Stones.
And I'm the Ringo.
Did you know that?
I'm the Ringo.
Did you know that he books the arena tours, everything?
Beverly Ringo.
He's the manager. You're the Ringo.
Ding, ding, ding.
Those
ding,
are the Beatles.
Ding, ding, ding.
In any event.
Ding, 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 ding.
You're the Keith Richards.
Jingle bell.
Jamie Mick Jagger. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know who you're talking about.
In any event, I usually do all the legwork.
Right. Leghorn. She does all the foghorn.
Yeah, I do all the foghorn legwork.
Yeah.
But for Hanukkah.
I said, I'll do the next few podcast bookings. I said, I'll find the celebrity. I said, we'll do the interview with this one, that one. I said, let me do it. So today we have someone coming over. It's like a big surprise.
These are all surprises to me.
Yep.
So we'll see who she got.
It's not Tom Hanks.
Well,
it's not Rita Wilson.
Okay.
It's not Linda Ronstadt.
Okay.
It's not Kenny Rogers.
It's not Chris Christopherson.
No. I wish.
Chris Christopherson.
Who doesn't?
Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah.
It's Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah.
Not, fabulous.
It's not Air Supply, who I also think is terrific.
Okay.
But no.
So in any event, that'll be sort of a surprise for everyone because it'll be a surprise for me. So Beverly, one of her 8 day of Hanukkah presents to me was that she's going to book the podcast.
Beep, beep.
And I will say this. So today is December 23rd.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah.
How much fun did we have the other night?
Oh.
Every Hanukkah.
Rana does it right.
First night of Hanukkah.
You do it right.
Of course I do.
Honestly.
First night of Hanukkah. I do my party. Every year I do an annual party. I do a Toys for Tots Latke celebration.
Oh,
I have
so cute
a bunch of people over from the synagogue, all the girls, and I make my gorgeous latkes, which I do like a thick slice potato. I hate it when it's like a battered potato.
Yeah.
I like it that it's almost like a hash brown.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I do my latkes.
Yeah.
And I do champagne. I do gorgeous champagne. I take out the good champagne.
Banyan,
forget the Veuve. I go straight to the Dom or to the Krug or whatever it is.
Champy.
And I have gorgeous smoked salmon that I get from Brown Trading Company in Maine,
nice?
Which is the same as Danielle Belud uses. Excuse me.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Danielle Beluga.
And I just have people over, and that's what we do. But the price of admission,
like your ticket.
Is you have to either bring, you have to bring two things.
Two things.
You have to bring a canned food.
Yep.
At least two cans of food.
Yep.
And you have to bring a toy for a tot.
A toy for
wrapped
a tot.
Toy for a tot.
Wrapped up.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then we do a toy for it. People think Jewish kids all have toys that they think only the Christian kids don't get presents.
The Russian ones don't.
What about the refuseniks?
What, they are such a sad looking lot of children. They look like they have literally been children since the days of Catherine the Great.
They look
they've
been kept in a basement.
Yeah.
They are the palest looking people.
They're blue.
With those dark, they have those dark Russian circles under their eyes.
They look like little old people that are young.
You know what? I'm going to start doing concealer for the teenagers.
Whatever.
Are they under eye circles?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Give them concealer.
For the teenagers.
I mean,
no one ever thinks about the teenagers.
They all look bald even though they have hair. You know what I mean? Like they're old enough to have hair, but they look like they're walking around with no hair on their head.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Honestly,
anyway,
even though they're wearing clothes, they look like they're in gray rags.
We had a wonderful night.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's fair.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I was very upset. You had a great night. My God, how much champagne did you drink?
How many bottles did you have, Rana?
I mean, I had at least 3 cases of champagne on ice.
Yeah.
And I still have a few in my extra refrigerator in my garage.
Once I start with champagne, I can't stop. It's like an addiction, but not alcoholism.
Yeah.
Like I drink it and I can't, it's like, it's so delightful. The bubbles on your tongue and it goes straight to my head and I start talking and talking and talking. And then I have an opinion.
Unlike your usual reserved
yeah.
self.
Yeah. It yeah. changes my entire personality.
Yeah.
It's like alcohol just does something to me. It makes yeah. me like very feel very loose, like I can have a conversation with everybody. Like everybody thinks I'm very interesting, you yeah. know. So
well,
I
you think everyone thinks you're interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And so I did. I had a terrific time. I drank a lot of champagne.
You had at least two bottles of champagne yourself.
Was there karaoke at this party? Or is that just in my mind?
That is in your imagination.
Okay, fair enough. I had a good time though. I can tell. I remember singing. I do remember singing.
You were singing in the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
And you locked yourself in.
Yes, I did.
And no one could get in.
No, they couldn't.
And people wanted to use the bathroom in my bedroom. I said absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
No one is allowed upstairs
yeah, yeah.
at a party at my yeah. house.
I did like a
tracking yeah. mud up my white carpet. I doubt it.
No, no. It was fun, though. I mean, I have to tell you, it was such a good spread. It was such a good time. And we all felt like we were doing something.
I just was so horrified because Judy Perlow, yeah. of course, showed up.
Yeah.
I told her to leave a rollaway at the door. Everyone had to take the shoes off. I said, leave your rollaway at the door.
She can't be without that rollaway bag. She
Judy
can't.
Perlow,
it's
for
like
those
a dog
that don't,
on a leash to
is
her.
A hoarder. It is like a dog on a leash. Did anyone else bring a pet?
No, but
absolutely not. But, she rolls around a suitcase filled with old newspapers and I don't know what else.
She doesn't know if she's going to get bored somewhere and have to do a crossword.
Yeah, do a Sudoku.
Okay.
Stay home and do Sudoku.
Okay. Maybe a party wasn't the best place, but
she
really
brought expired mm-hmm. canned goods to my home.
No, she did not.
Expired canned
no,
goods.
No, she didn't, Ronna. I saw what she put on the table.
Pumpkin filling.
She did not.
Who wants who's going to eat pumpkin filling out of a can?
Well, that's not our problem, Ronna.
On a date other than things. Bring something people want to eat.
She did bring something people want to eat. She brought canned pineapple and tuna fish. I brought the pumpkin. I did the pumpkin. And for your information, Ronna.
You brought the pumpkin?
Yeah. I didn't use it for Thanksgiving this year or last year or the year before.
You brought expired pumpkin filling?
It doesn't really expire, Ronna. They do that so they market you. They market you. They come at you with a marketing campaign and they say buy more every year when it doesn't actually expire.
You drank two bottles of gorgeous champagne.
No, no.
In exchange, in exchange for the champagne that you bring, you brought two cans of expired pumpkin
perfectly
filling.
Perfectly good pumpkin filling that no one ate at Thanksgiving.
Are you also the person that brought a present wrapped in the funny pages, in the comics?
Yeah.
Which I also thought was Judy Perlow.
Did you happen to see what was in there?
I didn't unwrap the gift.
Oh, you didn't?
Doubling.
Well, I think you'll be very pleased to know that it was a giant bottle containing 300 Zantac. I got it at Costco. They came in packages of two. I kept the other one. I'm terrific. I'm going to be heartburn free until 2013.
Zantac?
Yeah.
What made you think? First of all, you can't give medication to a child.
It's not medication. It's over the counter.
Sit. Okay. You think you can take a whole bottle of Tylenol just because they sell it on the shelf? Is that what you think?
Who takes an entire bottle of Tylenol?
You think
at the
you
same
can
time?
Just give a child and expect them to self-dispense Zantac?
I think that what you're missing here is how much I thought I put into that present.
Well, you better explain it to me, and then I'm.
These children don't eat very much, okay?
Oy.
When they eat, they do like a pierogi or like some sort of Russian dumpling or something fried or whatever. And then they get that Jewish, grown-up Russian heartburn. I'm teaching them to learn to prevent. So they start now.
You gave them the gift of an acid reflux-free year? That's what you gave them?
Not yet, but like more preventative. Like if they start whenever like that happens, and then they know to start taking it preventatively in advance of whatever they're eating.
You know what?
You have never been to a big Russian meal. I have, Ronna. Okay.
I have people
in my family.
Excuse me, I've been to Moscow.
Well,
excuse me,
not
I've been
the same
to Moscow.
Thing. That's not where the
Bob
Jews are
and
from.
I went to Moscow. We did like a Dr. Zhivago.
That sounded like a very
wonderful.
Depressing vacation. So I remember you came back
kidding?
From those pictures.
I had
were
the most
all
gorgeous
so gray.
White sable coat,
the coat
and
was
you ever saw in your life.
Yeah, it was very
stunning.
Do you still have that coat?
Only wore it once.
Do you still
just
have it?
Just for that trip.
Is it in storage?
Yeah, it's in storage.
I'd love to touch it. I would love to touch it. Just touch. Which store?
All right, you know what? Let's move on.
Yeah, let's talk to my first guest.
Let's talk to your first guest. Let's see who this is. I can't wait. I'm excited to see who this is. We'll be back after that. Okay. Now, wait a minute. We are in the most stunning home in Marblehead.
I just want to take all my clothes off and lie on this carpet.
You're not kidding. Are you kidding? How about that mink pillow?
You know,
three mink pillows.
Let's talk about it. Who made the mink pillows, Rana?
Who in Marblehead would have three mink pillows on their sofa?
I know.
One of two people.
I know.
Yeah.
Donna Kagan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are here with Donna. Is this funny? Beverly, Donna, I'll fill you in for a second. Say hello. Say hello, Donna.
Hello.
For goodness sakes.
Hello, Donna.
Oh, are you funny like George and Gracie? Gracie, say hello, Gracie.
I used to love that show.
Wasn't that fun?
I miss it to this day.
Me too.
Isn't that wonderful?
Me too.
We for Hanukkah, as you know, Donna, we do our podcast.
We do a podcast.
And we're normally interviewing celebrities.
Yeah.
But this time we're doing like local celebrities.
Local celebrities.
For a Hanukkah present.
Yeah.
Beverly said to me, Rana, you always take care of everything. You always book everything. You're the mother in this situation.
Yep.
Well, Hanukkah, I'm going to book
me.
The guests.
I said, I'm going to be in charge. So what did I do? I called you. I sent you an email. I can't remember.
You did?
Yeah. And
okay.
I said, Donna, I want to come over to your house and talk to you. And I want to sit on that mink pillow.
And I said, sure, come right on over because I got three you can stretch out.
Is that fun? It used to be your coat. I remember this was a coat.
You do?
Yeah, I sort of
this was
do.
My big swing coat.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't swing anymore. It lies on my couch.
Well, we won't talk about whether you do or you don't, Donna. That's nobody's business.
This is a very small town.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll take that as a yes.
You can take it any way you want.
Like I said, I'll take that as a yes.
Too much.
In any event.
Yeah.
People who are old Ron and Beverly fans will know you as the Peppy Patty Planner.
Yeah.
Happy Patty
One of
Planner.
Remember yes. We did the chocolate Oscar you told us
over.
About it?
Absolutely.
Because we talked about Jordan and remember we did that wonderful party for his short film and we did like a chocolate Oscar.
That's
but because
right.
You never, because now people who don't know, you have to know that Donna Kagan is like one of the two most premier party planners in this community.
Yeah.
She does everybody.
I would say she is the most premier. Personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was.
She does bar mitzvah. Yeah. She does weddings.
I would never use the one who shall not be named.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Which we don't have
not in my house.
We don't have to get into it.
No, no, no.
I wanted taffy lights as a part of the centerpiece when I did that little golf party for Bob.
Yep.
I got green and white jelly beans. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not what
anyway, that was the last time I didn't use Donna.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Donna.
Yeah.
It's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
It is Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Hanukkah. I love Hanukkah.
What does Donna Kagan do to celebrate Hanukkah?
I do it all.
Okay. Tell, yeah.
Donna, I thought
are we talking
I thought
personally?
We were past that topic, Donna.
I'm sorry.
We were past
it all
that topic.
Keeps reoccurring.
Oh, I get it. Is that funny? You're very risky. Risque. Continue. So your Hanukkah party starts with what?
My Hanukkah party starts with a very well-decorated room.
Oh, terrific.
Now, is that how all your parties start? I am curious what your method is.
First and foremost is presentation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when you see the room, it's a feast in itself. Without putting a thing in the mouth, it's a feast.
It's a patty is for the senses.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this way we touch upon all of them.
Yeah.
So you need
fabulous.
The look. You need the sight, you need the sound, you need the taste, and of course the alcohol. We can't forget that.
Sure.
No,
wait,
of course.
Real important.
A well-lubricated patty is a patty enjoyed by all.
Yeah.
Lubrication first and foremost.
Yeah, yeah.
Donna, please.
Sorry, okay? Forgive me.
Let's
forgive
stick
me.
To Hanukkah. Let's okay. stick Hanukkah. To Hanukkah.
Is that okay. fun?
Yeah.
You understand?
So we start with the decoration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then from there, once they feasted with the eyes.
Yeah.
Are we talking about gelt scattered on a table?
Oh, it's way beyond the gelt.
Dreidels. Okay. Like, what are we talking about?
Dreidels. Yeah. We can create the dreidels. We can make the dreidels from the chocolate gelt.
Okay. Get out of here.
You know, you make
chocolate dreidels.
You create. You do like a prop.
And
a
you
preparation.
Do like a hanging, some sort of hanging.
I do hanging. Yep. You can hang.
Have
we
you ever
do
done
the
a
blue and white balloons. I'm not into the pinata.
Okay.
Me neither.
Make it for me.
Say no more.
Violent.
Yes. Say no
Too
more.
Too violent.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, it's Hanukkah. We're Jewish. It's an overabundance of food.
Yep.
Well,
there are Mexican Jews. I'm just going to put that out there.
I'm not
You know
for
what?
Me.
And let them be and live and be well. But that's not what we're talking about.
Not for me. Not for me. Okay. I'm with you 100%.
So, tons of food.
Yeah.
And the table needs to look magnificent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now is this like a table that everybody's going to sit at? Yeah.
Now, is this
no
adult
sitting.
Time?
No, we don't sit.
So it's like a buffet.
Do a buffet. We make the presentation.
Yep.
The people walk around. Yep. They mingle.
They can sit wherever they want with the plate.
Wherever they want.
What do you serve with your latkes? Just the traditionals?
I serve the latkes. I serve, well, and then on the side.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
likes something different.
Sure. Yeah.
We have the applesauce. We have the sour cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then.
Cinnamon applesauce.
We need the chopped lux, little chopped onion.
Yeah.
And a little capers.
Now,
and
this
we
is
make
an,
a display.
This is an elegant affair.
Yeah,
this is an elegant affair.
What does she do? Anything that's not elegant, Rana?
No, it's funny that you should say this, Donna, because we were talking before we
talked to you.
We were talking about my Hanukkah. When I do my Hanukkah party, you know, I have the girls over and I do like a little, like a Sex in the City. And I take out, I do very simple. I just do the finest champagne.
Oh.
No Veuve Clicquot at this time of year. I'm talking Dom, I'm talking Krug, whatever it is.
Oh, not
with a little berry or a little
sure.
fruit in there?
I'll do a Kier if people
okay.
want to get
I love a Kier Royale.
Or a champagne cocktail. Beverly yes. loves to drop a sugar cube in her champagne.
Why not? I do that in milk.
Go for it.
Yeah. Go on.
And then I get my smoked salmon from yeah. Brown Trading Company. It's like I'm plugging these people. I hope they hear this and they send me salmon for a year. They do Danielle Balut in New York City. But I do it completely simple. I love a smoked salmon. I loved a homemade potato pancake.
Absolutely.
But
if you
are
want
not
something more, you can go home and eat at your own kitchen.
I'm not inviting these people to feast here.
Correct.
I'm inviting them for a Hanukkah.
Yeah. Exactly.
A presentation.
Yep.
A good latke.
And a nibble and a laugh.
And a nibble and a laugh.
Wonderful. Yep.
And a bissela to drink.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That means a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure.
And a lot of mingling with the people, wonderful music in the background.
Yeah, what kind of music?
And
are you
gifts.
Now,
gifts.
Is it only traditional music or are you playing? What are you playing on? What's your
I'm
music?
I'm big on the Hanukkah music.
That's
when
nice.
It's the holiday,
yeah.
I like the songs.
Yeah.
So
all from the holiday.
Yeah, so
the
what's
dreidel,
Hanukkah
dreidel.
Music, though? Because I find when I ask Jordan to put together a playlist for me when I'm doing my Hanukkah party,
yeah.
He sometimes will do like a modern take on a Hanukkah. He throws in an Adam Sandler, whatever it is. But to you, what is Hanukkah music?
Yes, I like the modern pieces. I like the old pieces too, about yeah. the Judah Maccabee. There yeah. were songs about him.
The real,
and
what the
cleansing
holiday is
of
about.
The temple.
Yeah.
And
who were the, do you remember any of the artists? Of these
I don't
songs?
Remember any of them.
Safam.
I
Safam.
Don't care.
Mustache.
As long as it sounds good to me.
There was a group.
Then we do a sing along. Mustache?
There was a group called Safam, which is mustache. Safam. And you remember they're very
yes.
good.
They were very good.
And I had a record. I had
Google
a record. Yeah, they performed at our synagogue years ago. Sure.
That's right.
And then there's the Zeitchik brothers.
Sure.
Zeitchik, wonderful.
Yeah, they
well,
do
and then
a record.
There's the Barry sisters.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
or the Burton sisters,
is that fun?
Rather.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is fun.
Yeah.
So I like that music playing.
Yeah, why not?
You
know
really
what I
do.
Can't
you get the vibe
stand?
Going.
Yeah. I want to murder the Christmas music that's blaring in every store.
Okay.
I want to. It's enough. I got it.
Yeah.
They don't have to play it at Halloween.
No, no.
You know?
I do love the music in the background.
I like Winter Wonderland.
I love them all.
Can we all admit
not
something
me.
Right now?
I'll
yeah. admit.
I hate to do it. Can we admit this?
Go ahead.
Christmas, when done tastefully, looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And,
and it smells good.
Yeah.
And it smells
I personally
good.
Love a Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
from
do a tree? Do you have a tree in your house?
I do not do a tree. I'm a Jewish woman.
Did you
I
ever
don't
have
do
a
trees.
Tree?
Never in my
that
life.
That is where I draw the line.
Yeah, no.
I don't do
I'm
the tree,
I'm happy to
but
enjoy at your house.
No.
The music from Christmas
yeah.
and the whole sense of people liking one another during that time of year. People
yeah.
will say hello during
but
that time
that
of
really
the season.
But is that really what it's about?
Saying hello?
It feels like people, it feels like, I feel that people.
I like to say hello.
I think people are just like, I think
Beverly
it's a very selfish time of year.
People are too charitable during the holidays.
You should be charitable all year long or not at all. You're
well,
a hypocrite.
You're Jewish, you have to be.
You're a hypocrite.
Not,
yeah,
you
the Jews
Beverly,
give a lot of money to places.
Beverly
yeah.
believes that people are too charitable during the holidays. She doesn't understand why you can't just take.
You know what?
Why you have to
My
give.
Cleaning lady doesn't do extra work at Christmas. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that.
It's a
but
time
I'm paying her more.
To say thank you.
To who?
To the people who have helped
you
over the
course
of the year.
Well,
yes.
All right. Fair
and
enough.
You say thank you with a treat or a cookie. See, I'm wrapping cookies, boxes of cookies.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Anyone who has been good to me through the year, they get my cookies.
Let's talk.
Didn't bake them.
Let's talk about gifts for a second.
Hmm.
Because this is one of your specialties.
Yeah.
I mean, there's sort of a probably a thin line between like a gift and a prop, like a takeaway and an actual gift.
Right.
But at holiday time, I would imagine you... You do have a tiers on which that you give gifts. And by that, I mean there's like your husband, the inner circle, your kids, your grandkids, the people that you work with throughout the year, the people that get the cookies.
Yeah.
What's between the cookies and the kids? What does John a Kagan give? Do you just give cookies and then you do your immediate family?
Well, no, and then the people who have been nice, I give them, you know, it's a time for guilt.
Yeah, you do give guilt.
People, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You workmen, postman,
people who have worked, you know, through the course of my year, people, you know, who cleaned for me.
A little generous.
My hairdresser.
A little too generous.
Well, you can't say Donna Kagan is not generous.
Fair enough. You just, it seems like
you
a can't.
There are some like me, and then there are others.
There are others.
There are people like you and me.
Like,
and then there's Beverly.
You know, I just feel like, why can I not do when I feel like it? Not when I'm forced to. When someone is looking at me like, you better, or you're a jerk. And I don't like that. You know, it's like pressure.
I'll tell you what else I like to do. I like to go to this. This may sound a little counterproductive, but I think it's nice because, look, I don't judge. I mean, look, what I like to do, I like to go to McDonald's and I like to get a ton of those McDonald's gift certificates, and I like to give them to homeless people when I see them on the street.
Oh, give me a break.
And it's not, look, they're
that
eating out of
a wonderful.
That is
disgusting.
Should I give them a bushel of vegetables? No, the system would probably rebel. They're eating out of dumpsters the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? They go take themselves for a Big Mac on Christmas.
You know what? That is a terrible thing to do.
I think it's a nice thing to do.
I think that is absolutely
cup. They're using
beautiful.
The bathroom there anyway.
That's true.
Horrible. Really horrible. Truly. That's like, I mean, I can't imagine. First of all, it's just, I mean, you are so important to go shopping at McDonald's and giving, I mean, just what
are you kidding? I have to walk into a McDonald's because they don't sell them at the drive through, and then my hair smells like McDonald's for the rest of the day. So I always
greasy.
Do it on the way to get my hair done.
Right.
That's a smart move.
Of course it is.
Now, what is the major, here's a question, because this time of year, what I want to know is what are the themes for bar and bat mitzvah this time this nowadays?
And
like, I know
I want to remind people that Donna was the absolute genius behind Jordan's Les Mis bar mitzvah.
Yeah, you were the orchestrator.
Oh,
you were the one who found the caterers that wore the rags.
That was a bit
You were the one who ordered the pettifours. You were the one that helped me rent the costume for him to be Jean Valjean and then to be, you know, Javier. You got in touch with the people at the Wang Center.
Absolutely.
And they put it all together. I mean, that was a bar mitzvah to remember.
It really
Stunning.
Was a bit much.
Stunning.
Sure.
But what are people doing these days? What's a popular theme?
A popular theme that has been repetitive but done differently every time because you can't repeat.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's tough.
Is fashion.
What do you mean? Like Project Runway?
Yes. We have recreated Project Runway. Exactly.
Come on.
With the full staging.
Come
and
on.
The lighting on the stage.
What?
And then as all the kids
You're telling
came
me the
into the party, they all walked the runway with the lights on them.
No.
We had the paparazzi.
No.
We had everyone, you know, lined up following the red carpet to get into the main events with the photographers snapping their pictures, screaming out their names. And they got in, they walked down the runway and were taken to their seats.
Is that for just girls or gay boys too?
No, this is girls, gay boys, homosexuals, regular people. You know,
that is
everyone, hetero, homo, everyone.
I can't believe they only just thought of this. This is fabulous.
I mean, that's really fabulous.
Because you know what? Bar mitzvahs, it's all about fashion. You have to have a new dress when you're on the circuit. I mean, it's like being on the premiere.
It really
that's
is.
Right.
That's
you need
brilliant.
A look for every, I mean, that is brilliant.
Yeah.
But how do you do it different every time?
Well, so that was a
different
fashion event that was a project, more of a Project Runway.
Fabulous.
But then we did another event.
Over, how do you carry the theme through to the tables, et cetera, et cetera?
Oh, because we recreate these models on the table, just like you'd see in a department store.
What, you oh, mean, like a
we
mannequin?
Dress them mannequins in different fashions.
Where do you
and
get
we
the
put
clothes?
Jewelry.
Donated.
Don't you worry.
Oh.
The Elegant Touch takes care of that.
Excuse me.
That's the name of it.
I guess we're not getting all your trade secrets today.
Only some. So we dress them. We even do floral arrangements like topiaries in the design of fashion.
Get out of here.
Come on.
Inspired by big actual fashion.
Absolutely.
You're kidding me.
Absolutely.
Do they do a judging and do they dress down the children?
No.
Where they get
but
the best
when
one
the children
and the
came
one, they get,
in the
did
room.
They get eliminated
does the bar mitzvah
from the
girl always win? The bar mitzvah girl, does she always win?
She doesn't always win because that's not fair and I'm all about fair. But when they came into the room, every boy came into the room. We gave them a special funky hat to walk in with.
Terrific.
A chapeau. The girls walked in with boas so they could walk in and strut their stuff. It was spectacular.
Okay.
I don't even. I want
what
to
is
have
it? Should I go to my next
I was
going to
say
now?
This would actually get my girls to be a B'nai Mitzvah.
I can't believe
if this was. If I could actually get
yes,
them to go back
now,
in time,
I tell you,
because you know they were too lazy to do it, so we never got them to read the Torah portion. Yes,
her
matter.
Michelle, is
doesn't
that
matter.
Funny? Donna
my
has
Rochelle.
A Rochelle.
Donna has
Rochelle.
Beverly I have
a
Rochelle, Rochelle, but they're twins.
Different
Rochelle
ages.
And, Lainey, and you know Lainey's heavy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
No.
She, you know what? She's got a better personality.
It does matter.
Than
that's
the other
all. It does matter.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter.
Because here's what Lainey doesn't realize. She's squandering her youth.
No.
Okay? Not everyone's going to look like Donna when they get older. Donna looks.
And Donna thinks she's very
fabulous.
No.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay.
So nice.
But
of
for
you
most
say.
Girls, they just have a window.
Okay.
And that's called your 20s and possibly into your 30s.
You know something, Lainey,
she's squandering
hang on a minute.
It. She could be on Weight Watchers. She could be having her hair highlighted.
Yeah.
She could be wearing something that fits her figure.
That's not her.
It's all about
what
tailoring.
She does. She doesn't do that.
Anyway,
and plus, she has
wants
a beautiful
look.
Face. It's
catch
just surrounded
them now.
By
catch them now.
A donut of skin. Now, we're, excuse me, Donna.
Yes.
Donna, here's another question. What about for boys? What's the main theme going on for boys? Oh, I'm going to guess. Red Sox.
Sports is definitely
never changes.
A very
never
big
changes. That's a recurring.
Thing.
What's yeah. I mean,
what's
sports
a
is always a
are people
very,
doing more Bruins now that the Bruins won the Stanley
you
Cup?
Know, any kind of sports.
So all sports.
That's always a big theme for
and
boys.
Then Harry Potter.
Every now and then, okay.
Harry Potter. That's for babies.
That can be an event, but an event that I just did was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
A wonderful. Is that you? Must have had a
now
ball.
That must have been a
that,
really fun
get out.
Party.
Did you have a chocolate river?
You have no idea what we had.
Tell.
It was so spectacular. We recreated the colorfulness that was on the screen.
Sure. The Wonka of
the
it all.
Wonka, yeah. And I hired an impersonator who was Charlie
in a purple suit
from the Chocolate Factory, all dressed, greeted our guests.
Was
as
it
they
the
came
Johnny
in.
Depp or the Gene Wilder?
It was the Johnny Depp. I think that's
fair
what
enough.
You were trying
that's
to
what
say.
That's what they do now. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Johnny Depp.
I'm a Gene Wilder.
And what we did the Oompa Loompas, we recreated.
Did you
them
get actual little people
lazy
or no?
No, we
Wilder
created
in
them in artwork.
Oh. Can you rent a little person?
You can rent anything.
Interesting.
You can rent
Oompa Loompas. Everyone has a price. Everyone.
And if they
by
want
the way,
it, we just get it.
What, are they, what else are they supposed to do?
And it was.
Become surgeons?
All the place cards were done in chocolate.
Your have you ever seen a dentist that was a midget? I don't think so.
How would he reach
they
the
They need
chair?
Jobs. Exactly.
Right.
So
that's
you could rent
elegant
a midget.
Touch
wait, so you had place cards made of chocolate?
We had place cards made of chocolate. And
every kid must have been so sick. Every mother must have wanted to murder you after this party. Halloween comes once a year. You know how hard that is to deal with? And then they go to a bar mitzvah like this. They're bouncing off the walls.
Not my
and they're
problem.
Sick to their stomachs.
It's not your problem.
I just create. Yep. I do my job. Yep. That's it. They don't like
somebody
it.
Somebody else clean it up.
Talk to the host.
You make a mess and someone else clean it up.
I just create the moment.
Fabulous.
That was really. Yeah.
And that
was
sounds like a real fantasy. And what, you ever done like a Candyland?
Fabulous.
Has anyone done a Candyland?
Yes, of course I've done Candyland after the game Candyland.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. And we recreated all
excuse
the.
Excuse me, Donna. Did you think I was talking about a generic Candyland? Of course
I didn't
I'm
know what Candyland
can I just say
yes.
one thing?
Talking about the Parker Brothers board game.
Can I just
the Parker
go back
Brothers,
to Charlie,
yes.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for
the Parker Brothers are from Lowell.
Was the Bar Mitzvah boy supposed to be Charlie in the scenario?
Because
that would be awkward. It was a very he was a poor, raggy child. Yeah. Like I mean, a sad.
Well, it's
really
actually
a
quite
kid.
A dark
he didn't
story.
Play the role.
Okay, good.
It's actually quite a dark story.
Yeah. And did you have that scary boat ride? Oh, no, that wasn't it.
No,
wasn't
we didn't do the boat ride. We tried to recreate the boat, but it didn't work.
No.
Do you have a pneumatic tube that sucked the kids up from the river?
No, we didn't do that.
Well, then
nor did we have anyone blow up like the giant blueberry kid.
That would have been something. Nobody grew up like the blueberry.
Have you ever dealt with a bar mitzvah child that you just wanted to punch in the face? Like just a horrible,
no, you don't have to name
child.
Names.
No,
I will
you
not
give
name
us a
names.
Scenario.
And I've been in business now. Well, I'm in my 31st year. I can't believe it.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
But I would say in the course of all this time, maybe once.
Was that something?
And could you give us vaguely how it went? How it went?
The parent, the mother was trying to create this beautiful event for her child, for her daughter. And there was just no appreciation. Mm-hmm. I am a big stickler for children who deal with entitlement.
Yeah.
And it's nothing that it's rubs me right.
It's such a thin line. It's funny.
It's a very thin
you
line.
You want to indulge your child, but you want them to appreciate everything.
You need
and
if you want to indulge because you can financially, you still need to teach in the process
values,
of giving.
Values.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
I
really
that
what
my
it's.
My daughters, but they did not pay attention.
Yeah.
They scream at her. That's really very important.
I hate you, so, mommy. I hate everything you give me.
It's just the child would laugh at the mother. She was doing all this stuff for her. And
the event was fabulous.
Really? And we recreated a whole disco using her name.
Must have been very depressing.
It was fabulous. I want to have a bat mitzvah every weekend when you tell these stories.
Yeah.
And it really was dynamic. We did the whole backdrops in the room. Recreated.
And is she a successful
adult? Like a Studio 54? You did like a Studio 54?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Fabulous.
And it was really a spectacular event.
What is your favorite party? Doesn't have to be a bat mitzvah. Doesn't have to be a bat mitzvah. What is your favorite, the thing that you stepped back after the event, you said, that's my greatest work right there.
That's my pièce de résistance.
Pièce de résistance.
Oh, God.
That's my pièce de résistance.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. And, well, outside of my own daughter's bat mitzvah.
I was going to say, we're going to have to exclude that.
I remember, I have the invitation still for my daughter because my daughters were invited, but they didn't go. They were sick. They were mad.
They were children. Are you kidding?
Yeah. So that I really have to say I loved, but I've just
what
recently.
What did you do for her?
I recreated like the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz from the 20s in Paris?
Yes. And on the video, Putting on the Ritz is playing.
With Falco?
Everything in the room was done in silver and gold and white.
On the Ritz.
The entire room sparkled.
Oh.
It really,
outside of your own,
I just recently did an event that we recreated a medieval castle.
Come on. Were there homeless people outside begging for bread?
There were no homeless people.
I feel like when I
begging.
Think medieval, that's what I immediately think
but
of.
But we did the whole entrance.
Did anybody drop hot oil from a portcullis?
No hot oil, but we had dragons.
Wow.
We had dragons. There were dragons we created. The whole sign-in board was a giant dragon. We recreated the front of the castle.
It's very interesting that someone would want to do a medieval bar mitzvah only because, I mean, that was a bat mitzvah.
Yes.
Well, I look forward to hers wedding and her future that you'll be doing. But more importantly, it was a very anti-Semitic time in history, the Middle Ages. So it's sort of an odd choice, but I bet it was stunning.
But this is what they wanted
They're
to do.
They're reclaiming their power.
It was
Don't you
more
understand?
Like, I think it was more of a Game of Thrones. I think she's a fantasy novel reader, this girl.
She loves that. And we did a whole video where she was the princess in the video.
Oh, thank God. I thought she was going to be the knight.
During the medieval times. It was really, really, the whole room was done in like crimson red. Oh, you get
them. Who do you call and say, I want to build a castle?
What I do is I come up with the ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I call my people.
She got people.
I got people.
Yeah.
But I mean, Donna, this isn't Hollywood. This is Boston. So you're telling me there are people that can do this in Boston?
But there are people
out there. There's a lot, but it is Hollywood.
You throw out the ideas.
They're doing all movies here now.
Yeah.
It's Bostonwood.
Bostonwood.
They do. You know who's from here? Ben Affleck.
Of course.
Matt Damon.
Marky
Mark.
Benny and Matt.
None of those three ever had a bar mitzvah as much as I'd like to count them for my own.
I feel like Matt Damon is Jewish. Ben Affleck,
I feel similarly. I'll say that.
Yeah, he's Jewish, Jew friendly.
There's something about him that's Jewish.
And he married that very unattractive bartending girl. She's dark skinned. But so Cuban. For me, it feels like.
Cuban.
Whatever. It feels like he could go in this direction. She could be like a Sephardic.
A Sephardic.
Yeah.
She could be a Jubin, like Eva, for all I know. My son Jordan has a wonderful friend named Eva, his cinematographer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So medieval, this was your piece de resistance?
But this, I mean, that was a dynamic, beautiful
But
event.
I imagine because weddings use less creativity. It's more just making it pretty.
Weddings, I love weddings.
You really do.
I have a soft touch. It's great and wonderful doing all these fabulous bar and bar mitzvahs.
But this is where the restraint comes in.
It's different. You're dealing.
I mean, that's true talent, Donna, to be able to switch between both.
Yeah.
To do a medieval castle.
I love a wedding.
Pull it back and say, fabulous flowers, wonderful food. Right. Let's focus on the bride.
But Donna, you know what Donna is her big trick she pulls out of her pants? It's lighting. Am I right?
Lighting is so important.
Oh.
But that's not something I would ever think of.
Event wonderful. You do.
Yep.
Well, that's lighting. The
whole idea. You're not supposed to think of
you
it.
You can take a room that is nothing. It's a barn.
Yeah.
You use correct lighting. It changes the entire dynamic.
Well,
of
this
the room.
Goes right back to the beginning of what you were saying. It starts with the room.
Right.
It's all about the initial impact.
The impact when you get into that room makes a difference.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Your house is like a meat locker. My bones are
it is.
Cold.
I will say, I do think I'm getting hypothermia.
Would you like some heat?
No, I forget it. I got it. It's like enough already. I love talking to you. You're a warm person, which might be why it's like so cold in here. I can see my breath. But I think because you're hot-blooded, like a lizard, like a nice lizard, a beautiful, fabulous, you know what I mean?
I'm a lizard.
No, like a gecko.
A reptile.
But that's not what I meant.
No,
where are you going?
Donna, come back.
It's very cold in here.
She's trying to
turn a minute, she's got a remote control.
Wait a minute, are you kidding?
She just...
Wait a minute.
She pressed a button.
That's my click
on fire. If only.
I will
Beverly,
be taking a picture to do a twit
That's
pick.
My click
I'm
on fire.
Do a
we
pick.
Are doing a twit pick right now.
Hold on a minute.
Donna Kagan, we said we were cold. She picked up a remote control. I kid you not. She turned inside of her TV console. She hit power. A fireplace that has scattered crystals on the bottom. Scattered crystals. She hit a switch and a fireplace came on with scattered crystals on the bottom. It is the most stunning thing you've ever seen. Beverly's taking a twist.
I didn't want the logs. They're too messy.
All right. Well, we better wrap it up.
Okay.
Donna.
Yes.
This was
absolutely I'm already warmer.
Fabulous. If people want to hire Elegant Touch, what's your, how far will you go? Where's the furthest you've done? New Hampshire, Rhode Island, where's
anywhere.
The furthest you've done an event?
Anyway, I helped people in Mexico City doing a wedding.
Okay.
And
that's where you got your opinion that they should stay put?
Well, you know, they have their space, we have ours.
Fair and, enough. You and I think exactly the same. Yep.
And so Mexico City, but what about, it's mostly
New
the
York,
greater Boston
New Hampshire.
Area? New Hampshire.
Yeah.
New England.
Vermont.
You'll do New England.
New England.
New England.
Yes, New England states.
Yeah,
and you get to the New York border, they won't let you pass, I'm sure. There's a lot of competition there. They don't want you ruining the situation for
there's
them.
There's room for all of us. Yeah.
I don't know if there is.
I don't know.
No
like
one
I said
person
in the beginning,
can handle everything.
There's only
so.
Room for you, Donna. There's only room
you.
For you. Does Elegant Touch have a website?
Elegant Touch has been an independent.
Okay.
I do not have a website.
You don't?
No. I'm an independent. My business is through word of mouth.
Okay.
And through the you hotels that I work in. Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
In the know.
And it's worked for me now for
wonderful.
And you know what?
Donna Kagan,
it's exclusive that way.
Elegant Touch.
Elegant Touch.
If you know how to find her, you'll know how to find her.
That's
Let's
right.
Put it that way. Donna, thank you so much. And thank you for having us.
I love it.
Oh,
I'm
going
to just look
you.
Around your house and take pictures of things so that I can get ideas for myself.
Yeah.
Click away.
Donna Kagan. Are you kidding?
I mean,
that's who you came up with.
Excuse me. Did you or did you not have a good time?
Okay. She's a hoot.
Yeah.
Donna's always a hoot.
She's fun.
But the idea that you thought that it was a Hanukkah present to give to Donna.
Yeah.
That you said, I'm not doing charity this year.
Yeah.
I'm giving free promotion to people on our podcast.
Listen.
That was almost too smart for you to come up with.
I mean, am I good or what?
Well, I don't know if you're good. I still think we should have gotten her a gift, but
well,
I mean, it was
why,
an interesting.
What do you get for the woman that has everything?
Promotional. She does.
Me.
That's true.
Rana. She
does
has
have everything.
Everything.
You're not
she
kidding.
Has her own chocolate Oscars. She
you
can make herself.
You are not kidding.
Yep.
She's like a wizard. She is like a party wizard.
She's the Harry Potter of Jewish party planners.
No, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
She really is.
Harry Potty. Harry Potty.
No, she is. She
her.
Is wonderful.
Fun. Yeah, anyway, Rana, I was.
She even gave me a few ideas.
I was thinking. While you were talking, I maybe if you don't think it's appropriate, although I don't completely agree with you, for me to have given pumpkin pie mix, even though they are perfectly
pumpkin pie
edible
filler in a can,
perfectly edible.
There was no pie; it was just the filler.
You can eat it plain. Nobody eats the crust of a pumpkin pie.
Hey.
Anyway. I thought what I'll do is I'll go out and get something and bring it over to your house before you bring everything by the temple or wherever.
Well, that would be nice of you.
How about I do a brisket in a box, except not a brisket, just the things that you use to make a brisket. I'll throw in a bottle of ketchup, a can of Coca-Cola, and a package of Knorr onion soup mix. But I can't get the actual meat because that'll go bad. So I'll get those three things and they'll have a brisket in a bag. Or a box, and then they'll make their brisket, and they have it for the holidays. Is that fun? It's like a kit.
In other words, you're going to spend $3.75 giving them a, quote, brisket in a box
oh, I don't
with
know
no brisket. What? And then the person that can't even feed themselves has to go out and buy a brisket for $32? To make your three ingredient brisket.
Yeah, but they'll have everything they need to make the brisket, and it'll taste delicious. You know,
they don't have the money to buy the brisket, Beverly.
But by the time, if they know that they're working towards it because they have everything that goes with the brisket, they'll save a penny a day or whatever, okay. And then they'll be able to get a brisket at some point, Rana. I don't understand what the problem is, not to mention the fact that those three ingredients never expire. No one has ever had a bottle of ketchup, a can of Coke, or a package of soup mix that will ever expire. And not to mention the fact that if they don't want to do brisket, you know what? They can make an onion dip and eat it with a can of Coke.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a treat for the afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, Super Bowl party in a box.
They need to buy
Super Bowl
party in a box. They would have to buy sour cream. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll work on this. Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll work on you going to a store buying some fresh food and bringing that by with me. And you can help me deliver the cans.
Well, I mean, it depends what time I have
to. Do you get car sick?
In your car?
Yeah.
It's too high up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's very high up.
Yeah.
Whenever you want to go somewhere,
you miraculously don't get car sick.
Happy holidays.
Take a Dramamine.
Happy holidays.
Take a Dramamine.
I don't have any left.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays. Okay. You can't say Hanukkah. People get offended.
Happy holidays.
Yep.
To everyone.
Yep.
We will be back just after the first of the year.
Oh, new year, new everything.
We're going to have a wonderful new year.
New year, new underpants.
New year, new you, as you like to say.
Yep.
And we hope everyone had a wonderful year.
Yep. We'd like
thank you for listening to our gorgeous podcast.
Our schleps.
Wonderful.
Michael Costantini.
Yeah.
Who's doing, I think, Christmas, not Hanukkah.
Fabulous.
John Ross Bowie, who does both.
Yeah.
And then Noah Lebenzon, who does Christmas, even though his father was Jewish, but then he converted. So
yeah.
It's a long story.
So that's the story. I mean,
we'll interview
we're
him.
Still hoping he flips back. Yeah. We're still hoping he flips back.
Yeah.
And who was the person that gave us those gorgeous journals?
Oh.
We got a holiday gift early.
Oh.
From the most stunning journals.
They're so good. Ex Libris, is that is?
I believe that's what it's called.
I need to look up the website.
They're in Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon, if you search for reconstituted old books.
You search for reconstituted old books in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what was the name of the book?
I can't remember. I have it on my computer.
Hold on one second.
Hang on.
Hold on. I'm going to go look for this.
Wait a minute. I'll explain what they are while you Google.
All right. Okay? Yeah.
These people made a pod, books. They took old books, like old textbooks, funny old textbooks, and funny old children's book hardcover, and they make journals out of them. And then they fill them with blank pages, and then occasionally they put some of the old pages. They are such gorgeous gifts. If any of you are still looking for gifts for the holidays or gifts for Christmas, it's probably a little late now, but you should have gotten it together. Or for whatever, Hanukkah, somebody's birthday, so you have a winter birthday or whatever it is. They are so gorgeous, these old books, and they're funny. They're like whimsical. Like there's like in jokes. They made a bunch for us that was so, so adorable. One was like Jerusalem, an old Jerusalem book. Another one was like, Are You My Mother by Dr. Seuss. But it wasn't the actual book. You understand? Inside, it was like a journal. Oi, Rana, you finding it or what? Hold on a minute. Hold on. I found it. Bookjournals.com. Bookjournals.com. I found it. I think I found it. Yep. Handmade journals from vintage books.
Bookjournals.com.
BookJournals.com.
That is what it's called. Absolutely. And
Go there.
And Jacob, who's not Jewish, is the one who sent
Deathridge
it to us.
Deathridge is that his
funny?
Last name. I don't know what
I'm not
of
sure
last
he wanted to say his last name, but
it doesn't
anyway.
Matter. Go
don't
there.
Give his cell phone number. Anyway, they're wonderful. Wonderful gift. Give them to anybody anytime. You don't have to wait for a holiday.
Goodbye, jerks.
Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful new year.